that.
Okay, Jeffrey.
You did.
Jeffrey, let me ask you something. You have three people you work with, right? You work with Picard, you work with me, you work with Simone. Three people of color.
And Selena.
Let me get the point out. We are telling you that that comparison was insulting, and you're ignoring it. Don't you think you should take that into consideration, you know, whether or not you're trying to make a point or not, even if it's to the point that if I offended you, I'm sorry.
Don, when I lived as a teenager in the South and my dad lost his job standing up for a black waitress.
You're not answering my question now. You're not answering my question in the moment. Don't take me back to some before the war crap. I want to hear what you're saying to the coworkers you work with now, Jeffrey. Answer the question now. I don't want to hear about stuff from 50 darn damn years ago. I want to hear now to the coworkers, to the people of color you work with on this network every single day, who are offended by your remark. You're not listening to us.
Like O'Connor, Don. Come on. This isn't right. This is not moral. We don't judge people by color in this country. That is racist. It's
Jeffrey,
wrong.
Jeffrey, let me tell you something.
Every single day
I walk out of my house, I am a black woman, Jeffrey. I don't have the luxury of saying I don't see color. Every single day I walk out of my house, someone sees me as a black woman. Regardless of how I see myself, I am a black woman. Don is a black man. Bakari is a black man. You had the luxury of walking out of the house and just being an American.
You don't have to think about it.
You do not have to think about it. And that, my friend, is a position of privilege. And when you have the opportunity to hear from the other side, to listen, to have a real dialogue, you should take it.
So Simone and Jeffrey, I think this is the conversation that this is the gap in America that we have today. Because there's so many people who have these racial blind spots. Jeffrey genuinely does not believe that anything he said this morning was incorrect, disingenuous, wrong, or harmful.
That is a problem.
And if you can't have that empathy for someone who just literally told you that their father died, or I told you my father was shot, or we have two black personalities on late night TV, and one of them is telling you he's offended by it.
Jeffrey, you haven't listened to anything we said.
Don, you're talking liberal to me. That's what you're doing.
No, I'm talking real. This is real. I'm talking human. You're going to sit here on television and tell us that you don't notice the color. I notice the color of your hair. I notice when someone has red hair. I know you have white hair. I know Simone is wearing white. I know I'm wearing blue. It's insulting when you are stating something that is not in reality. And we're sitting here as people. Will you let me finish? Jeffrey, I'm talking to you. Will you let me finish? Okay. Dr. King means something different to the people who are sitting here than he meant to you. He wasn't just a tactic for us. He's a real person who helped me to be able to get here, and Simone to be able to sit here, and for Bakari to be able to sit here, and Selena, and for you to come on and give some reckless comparison to his work and his legacy.
It is Dr. King's views.
Good night.
You should not be judged by the color of your skin, but by the content.
Good night. We're done.